11th, 12th, 13th.
Oh, uh-huh.
Could you do 1 through 10 for me?
1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th.
That's all the counting. Could you tell me what some of the local towns in this area, you've already mentioned some of them.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's too funny.
What are some of the towns in this area?
Silver Plume is 2 miles to the west. Going east toward Denver, the first little town is Lawson. Mm-hmm. Then there's Downeyville, Dumont, and Idaho Springs. And then we go down into the Denver area. There are, do you want some of them?
That's okay.
Going west, past Silver Plume, we go through the Eisenhower Tunnel to Dillon, Silverthorne, and Frisco and Breckenridge.
Now, what are some of the major cities in the West? You mentioned Denver. What are some of the other big cities in Colorado?
Colorado Springs is pretty good sized. Lamar and Lyman just had the tornado. Mm-hmm.
How about the big city on the western slope there?
Grand Junction.
Yes.
Now, what's Durango is a fair sized city.
What's the capital of? What's the capital of Wyoming, do you know?
Cheyenne.
Okay. And how about Utah?
Salt Lake City.
Okay. And the place in Nevada where everybody goes to gamble?
Reno.
Okay. And the other big...
Las Vegas.
Okay. And then down in Arizona you have...
Phoenix and Tucson.
Okay. And how about over in New Mexico?
Albuquerque.
Okay. That's good. Now, do you know any of the Canadian territories above in this area?
Not really. I know Ontario, and that's about it.
Okay. What's the big American state up there near Canada? It's the 50th state.
Alaska.
Okay. And you've been there?
No, I haven't been to Alaska.
Okay.
I would love to go.
I would too. I really would. You mentioned Missouri, and... the big city in Illinois, what is it called?
Chicago.
Okay. And the big city in Ohio, where the baseball Reds play.
Boston. Ohio. Cincinnati.
Okay. And the earliest part of the day, what is that called?
Morning.
Okay.
Dawn.
Okay. And now I wonder about if you were going to travel from here to Denver, how would you? If you were going to tell somebody about traveling here to Denver, you're going to say, well, today we're going to travel...
I'm just going to go to Denver.
Would you say to Denver? Would you say...
To Denver.
Down to Denver?
No,
over?
I'm just going to go to Denver.
Okay. How about if you're going over to, Vail or Dillon or one of those places?
I would just say I'm going to Vail.
Okay. Do you ever use up and down in describing travel?
Very seldom. I know in Kansas they say we're going over to town.
Okay.
You know.
Is that something you would use?
Not here. We say, I don't know whether I say down to Denver or not, come to think of it.
Okay.
I just
wondered if it was in terms of elevation.
Yeah, I don't know.
North and south.
No, we very seldom use north and south because I-70 runs east and west.
Mm-hmm.
But from the junction to up here above Georgetown, it runs almost due south. And so many people come in and they are completely confused because they think they're going south, but the sign says I-70 west, and they think they're lost or something. So we don't use directions that much here where the roads twist and turn.
Now you mentioned down, the opposite of down is
up.
Okay. Now, how far is it from here to Denver?
About 50 miles.
Okay. Now this is just pronunciation.